ఓం హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై సో తస్య పూర్వస్య ఇన్ పేజ్ నెంబర్ 279 ద లాస్ట్ సంస్కృతం తస్మాత్ శరీర అభిమాన నిమిత్తాత్ సర్వాన్ పాప్మనః శరీర ప్రభవాన్ శరీరే ఏవ హిత్వా విజ్ఞానమయ బ్రహ్మస్వరూపాపన్నః తత్స్థాన్ సర్వాన్ కామాన్ విజ్ఞానమయేనేవ ఆత్మనా సమశ్నుతే సమ్యక్ భుక్తే ఇత్యర్థః. Therefore, having abandoned all papams arising from the body because of identification with it in the body itself, and having attained the swarupam of Vijnanamaya Brahma, one enjoys well indeed in the form of Vijnanamaya Atma all desirable things that are in Vijnanamaya Brahma. The phalam, result of shifting the abhimanam in the body to vijnanamaya, is being told here as freedom from the phalam, result of shifting the abhimana in the body to vijnanamaya, is being told here as freedom from all the papams and also the enjoyment of all objects. How does this happen? Even when he is in the body, he accomplishes this by identifying with Vijnanamaya Brahma. After that, he gains all kamas in Brahmaloka in the form of Hiranyagarbha. There are two ways of enjoyment. You fulfill a desire for a desirable thing, or you grow out of the desire, then also there is enjoyment. It is born of contentment that I do not require it. Tasya purvasya manomayasya atma eshah eva sharire manomaye bhavah shariraha. Tasya purvasya manomayasya atma ఏషః ఏవ శరీరే మనోమయే భవః శారీరః. కః యః ఏషః విజ్ఞానమయః తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాద్ ఇత్యుక్తార్థం. ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్లియర్ మనోమయ, దిస్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ది ఆత్మా అబ్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ మనోమయ. సో మనోమయ ఈస్ లైక్ ది కంటైనర్, విజ్ఞానమయ ఇస్ లైక్ ది కంటెంట్. Who is this? This Vijnanamayaha. The meaning of tasmadva, etasmad, etc. is similar to what has been discussed earlier. Now, after Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya is introduced. We saw Vijnanamaya is karta, Anandamaya is bhokta. Karta Swarupam is Bhokta. Bhokta is the basic person and he is Sukhi only. But comes and goes. Bhokta is the basic person and he is Sukhi only. But comes and goes. Generally, one is Dukhi. Saint Tyagaraja says in his composition, Sukhi Yavaro, where there is no length in the vowel E in singing, it is very short. Sukhi is always short-lived. That is the basic person. That is the person you want to be. Because Sukhi is the closest to the Swarupam of fullness. Limitlessness. Otherwise called Anandaha. It's very important. Please make a clear understanding. See that you are with this. Sukhi is the closest to the Swarupam of fullness, limitlessness. Otherwise called Anandaha. The word Anandaha does not mean bliss. Bliss is a mystic word, having a subjective connotation. There are experiences of varieties of bliss. Which bliss are we talking about? If it is Atma bliss, once we have Atma bliss, how do you know it is Atma bliss? So far, whatever you have experienced is not Atma bliss. It has to tell you, I am the Atma bliss that you have been searching for. If you say, I hear that inner voice, you have to consult a special person. There is no communication in the word bliss. In Vedanta, there is only communication, teaching. It is pramanam. It is meant to make you see. There is no place for the word bliss in Vedanta. Have you noticed? The whole jagat to get this word bliss. There is no place for the word bliss in Vedanta. It can end your pursuit once and for all. Whatever is experiential sukham, happiness, has degrees. These degrees of sukham reveal a certain at-homeness. You do not complain being happy. This is a fact you have to recognize. How will a happy person complain? He has to complain in a sad tone only. One is at home being happy. One is at home being happy. Because Anandamaya enjoys the presence of Anandaha in all the degrees of Anandaha. There is a noticed distortion of Swarupanandaha by a process of thinking, by a vrittihi. Everyone loves to be happy because it reveals one's own nature. One loves to be oneself. Being self-conscious, one does not accept anything less than limitlessness. To be free from being small is the aim of all. It is wholeness, Anandaha. You are seeking yourself all the time. Therefore, this Anandamaya Atma is final. There is no further Anyantara Atma. This Anyantara Atma is different from and interior to Vijnanamaya Atma. Tena Anandamayena Yeshaha Vijnanamayaha Purnaha. Vijnanamaya Atma is filled, pervaded by the Anandamaya Atma. All these are to be understood in the same manner as discussed before. So, Vijnanamayat Tasmat Antaraha Pratyagatma. The self inner to Vijnanamaya is called Anandamayaha. It is not Paraatma. Bhashyakara takes a lot of effort here to explain Anandamaya as Karyatma. Karyatma means the effect. Anandamayaha iti Karyatma Pratitihi. ஆனந்தமய இது காரியாத்ம பிரதீதி. அதிகாராத் மயட் சப்தாச்ச ஆனந்தமயர் ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு அனாத்மா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் அதிகாராத் அண்ட் த யூஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் ending in the maya, mayat of suffix, the use of the word ending in the mayat suffix. Here a small analytical enquiry is done by Bhashyakara to decide the meaning of anandamaya. Anandamaya is within the karyam alone, within the namarupa alone. Pratitihi means appearance. It is obvious it is karyatma. Why? Adhikarat, that being the context. Not only due to context, but also mayat shabdacha. The word ends with a suffix mayat. So, anandamayaha is not karanatma, which is satyam jnanam anantam brahman. Atma with reference to upadis is karyatma. What is karyatma? Atma with reference to upadis is karyatma. Atma never becomes karyam. It is anadi, beginningless. Annamaya atma is atma with reference to the physical body, which is karyam, effect. So too, pranamaya atma to anandamaya, so to pranamaya atma to anandamaya atma are all with reference to upadis that are karyam. This karyam alone is pointed out by the suffix mayat, which is in the sense of vikara, because krama patitatvat, it comes in the flow. Annamaya is annavikara. Pranamaya is pranavikara. Manomaya is manovikara. Vijnanamaya is vijnanavikara. And then suddenly you cannot say anandamaya is ananda prachura. Abundance of ananda. Even if we give the meaning of prachuryam, predominance of ananda, that only means there is the presence of Dukkalesha. If the whole Anandamaya is taken as Paratma, there cannot be any Dukkam, Dukkalesha possible in it. In the Brahma Sutra, the elaborate analysis has been done on whether Anandamaya is Paratma or not. Bhartru Prapanchaha takes Anandamaya as Paratma in his Vritti on Brahma Sutra. That Vritti was available for Bhashyakara. He first presents the whole Adhikaranam going along with Vrittikara. At the end of the Adhikaranam, he dismisses all the arguments and establishes that Anandamaya is not Paratma. Now he explains the word Adhikara first and then the suffix Mayat. Briefly here.
Swami, what is Dukkalesha?
Dukkalesha means little of Dukkam, little of sorrow. See, I want to tell you this. Until now, we have arrived at now the Anandamaya Kosha. Previously, each kosha was transcended. Then Upanishad now entered into the next kosha, taking it as Atma. Then this one also is going to be negated. The previously we took Manomaya Atma, it was also negated as Anatma. So by entering into the next one, So when you enter into next one, the previous one has to be negated as anatma. Now we have entered into anandamaya kosha. Therefore, we are negating vijnanamaya as anatma. Here there is a difference. Once Upanishad enters into the anandamaya, Upanishad cannot apply the same method. Anandamaya atma with the priyam as the head, moda as the right side, and pramoda as the left side, as already mentioned, is first taken as atma. It is taken as atma only temporarily. Temporarily it is going to be taken as atma. Then Upanishad is going to dismiss anandamaya also as kosha. Okay, let me read now. Annadi mayaha hi. Are you with me? I'm reading page number. I'm continuing where I left. Page number 283. Annadi mayaha hi. Karyatmanaha. Annadimayaha, Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha. All of them, Annadimayaha hi, Karyatmanaha. Karyatma means they're all products, effects. Then, Bhautikaha, they're all elementals. Iha Adhikritaha. They also come under the same topic. Tad adhikara patitascha. I am anandamayaha. Annadimayaha hi karyatmanaha bhautikaha iha adhikritaha. Tad adhikara patitascha. I am anandamayaha. The topic under discussion in this section is annamaya, etc., which are effects born of the elements. This anandamaya comes under the same topic. Annamaya, etc. are bhautikaha. Bhute bhyaha jataha. Born of subtle and gross elements. Annamaya is born of gross elements and pranamaya to vijnanamaya are from subtle elements. I'm repeating here. Annamaya etc. are bhautikaha. Bhutebhyaha jataha. Born of subtle and gross elements. Annamaya is born of gross elements and pranamaya to vijnanamaya are born from subtle elements. Therefore, they are karyatmanaha. They fall within the range of karyam, effect. They are vikaraha. They are modifications. They are adhikritaha. Under discussion in this section. And tad adhikara patitascha. I am anandamayaha. The same context alone, anandamayaha also is presented. Therefore, anandamayaha is karyatma, is vikara of anandaha. Mayat cha atra vikararthe drishtaha. Yatha annamayaha ityatra. Tasmat, karyatma anandamayaha pratyetavyaha. The suffix mayat also is seen here in the sense of modification, just as in the case of annamaya. Therefore, anandamaya is to be understood as karyatma. Mayat cha atra vikararthe drishtaha. The suffix mayat also is seen here in the sense of modification. Yatha annamayaha ityatra, just as in the case of annamaya. Tasmat karyatma anandamayaha pratyetavyaha. Therefore, anandamayaha is to be understood as Andamaya must be understood as Karyatma. Andamayaha Karyatma Pratyetavyaha. The suffix Mayat is there and it is obvious that it is in the sense of Vikaraha. Why? Because words denoting degrees of happiness are used. Why Andamaya is in the sense of, it is in the sense of Vikara. Why? Because words denoting degrees of happiness are used. Priya, Moda and Pramoda. They are Sukha Viseshas. Sukha Viseshaha. As vrittis have to be different in order to give you Sukha Viseshas. Therefore, it is not Swarupanandaha. Therefore, the suffix Mayat in the word Anandamaya, Vikararthe Drishtaha, is seen in the sense of change alone. Yatha Annamayaha Ityatra. Just as in the case of Annamaya, the suffix Mayat was taken in the sense of Vikara. Here also, it has to be taken in the sense of, in the same sense on alone. Tasmat, Anandamayaha Karyatma Pretavyaha. Tasmat, Anandamayaha Karyatma Pretavyaha. Therefore, Anandamaya is to be understood as Anatma and not as Paraatma. Sankramanacha Anandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Taittiriya Upanishad, 2nd chapter, 8th section, mantra is quoted already here. So he says, Iti Vakshyati Karyatmanam cha Sankramanam Anatmanam Drishtam. Karyatmanam cha Sankramanam Anatmanam Drishtam. Sankramana karmatvena cha Anandamayaha Atma Shuyate. Yatha Annamayam Atmanam Upasankramati Iti. Yatha Annamayam Atmanam Upasankramati Iti. Anandamayaha is not Paratma because of dimension of transcending. See, why Anandamayaha is not Atma? Further reasons are given one by one. The third reason is given. Anandamayaha is not Paratma because of dimension of transcending. Sankramanam. Sankramanacha. Sankramanam means transcending. And because of dimension of transcending, it's not Atma. Shruti later says, he transcends the Anandamaya Atma. Anandamaya Atma Namupasankramati. That means he transcends the Anandamaya Atma. Transcending is indeed seen only of Karyatmas, which are Anatmas. Furthermore, Anandamaya Atma is heard of in the Shruti as an object of action of transcending. So Anandamaya Atma is heard of in the Shruti as an object of action of transcending, like the statement, he transcends the Annamaya Atma. Sankramanat cha. There is mention of Upasankramanam of Anandamaya. The Shruti is Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati. The Vidwan, knower, crosses the Anandamaya Atma. He gives up the Abhimanam, identity, in the Anandamaya Atma. Meaning, he gives up the Asmat Pratyaya, the sense of I in the Annamaya Atma, up to the Anandamaya. So the wise person gives up the asmat pratyaya, the sense of I, in the annamaya atma up to anandamaya atma. The body, the prana, the mind, etc. are seen as karma, objects of the action. Objects of the action of upasankramanam. Therefore, anandamaya is anatma. It is not pranatma. The word upasankramanam has the meaning of praptihi, gain, badha, negation, and tyaga, giving up. So, karyatmanam cha anatmanam sankramanam drishtam. The transcending of all karyatmas is seen, and therefore they are anatmas. Sankramana karmatvena cha anandamaya atma suyate. Further, anandamaya atma is presented as karmakarta, object of the action of transcending. One who does the upasankramanam is kartrukarakam, the subject. There is kartru karma bheda, diametric difference between the subject and the object. All the levels beginning from annamaya has bheda there. So annamaya, this bheda is there. At all levels beginning from annamaya, this bheda is there. Just as annamayam atmanam upasankramati, one crosses the body that was taken as atma earlier. One does not have atma buddhi in the body. One does not have atma buddhi in the body, etc. It is negated in terms of knowledge. There is no other negation. In the same way, anandamaya is also transcended by negation. Nobody can transcend the paraatma. Therefore, anandamaya atma is not the paraatma. Nacha atmanaha eva upasankramanam adhikara virodhat. There is no attainment of the self as such, as it is opposed to the context. Nacha atmanaha eva upasankramanam. Upasankramanam means transcending and also attaining. So there is no attainment of the self as such, as it is opposed to the context. Why do we not take the meaning of gain here? That anandamaya atma son, being anandamaya atma, one gains anandamaya atma, which is the nature of ananda. Why do we not take the meaning of gain here? That anandamaya atma son, being anandamaya atma, one gains anandamaya atma, which is the nature of ananda. Just as we see statements elsewhere, like one sees oneself, meaning one is no more ignorant about oneself. It is paraprapti, by self-knowledge, where there is no subject-object division. No, this is not possible. Please make a note. There is an objection. No, where is objection? Why onwards until division? The objection is presented. No, where the objection starts, where the ends? Why do we not take the meaning of gain here, that anandamaya atma san, being anandamaya atma, one gains anandamaya atma, which is the nature of anandaha. Just as we see statements elsewhere, like one sees oneself, meaning one is no more ignorant about oneself. It is paraprapti by self-knowledge, where there is no subject-object division. If a question comes, answer is coming. No. From no onwards, answer. No. This is not possible. Please make a note where objection begins, where the answer comes. Answer comes there. No. Is the answer. This is not possible. Nacha atmanaha eva upasankramanam adhikara virodat. We cannot take it that way because it is opposed to the adhikara context. The topic under discussion. Context is very important in Mimamsa. And also in any interpretation. Context is very important in Mimamsa and also in any interpretation. Public speeches are many times quoted out of context and then they sound wrong. Vivaksha intention is important in Mimamsa because you are looking at the Shruti. Shruti has a Vaksha. It wants to convey something. You do not bring in your subjectivity, your expertise to interpret a sentence. If you want the Shruti to say something that you wish, that will not work. That means you do not attribute the status of Pramanam to the Shruti. If it is a valid means of knowledge, you have to find out what it intends to convey. When you use your eyes, there is zero subjectivity. Eyes reveal what is there. You may wish 100 different things, but eyes reveal what is there because they are Pramana. Veda is valid means of knowledge. You have to discover what it says. And in finding out this Vivaksha, and in finding out this Vivaksha, context is very important. In finding out this Vivaksha, context is very important. Therefore, the same word, Upasankramati, cannot be used in the sense of some prapti, attainment. When the context is one of giving up. Asambhavat cha nahi atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam sambhavati swatmani bheda abhavat atma bhutancha brahma sankramituhu. Asambhavat cha nahi atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam sambhavati swatmani bheda bhavat atma bhutancha brahma sankramituhu. It is not possible also gain of atma by atma is not indeed possible as there is no division in atma. Brahman is the self of the one who gains. Asambhavat cha. It is not possible also. Giving up the context, if you give the meaning of gain, then who gains? Atma gains. What does Atma gain? Atma gains itself. Both the subject and object become the same Atma, which is not possible. You cannot argue that it is possible. Like even a person scratching his back, where the scratcher and the scratched are the same person. Bhashikara imagines such situations and hence discusses this. It is not possible because swatmani bheda abhavat. There is no division in the self. Avayava, avayavi, a path whole situation is not there in the self. In the example, you have avayavas. In the example, you have avayavas. And therefore, one avayava is taking care of the other avayava. From the standpoint of hands, you are karta. And from the standpoint of the back, you are karma. But para atma has no limbs. You also accept this fact. Then, one who objectifies all the limbs is atma. And it is free from limbs, the one who objectifies all the limbs is atma. And it is free of all limbs. So atma cannot be both the subject and object of upasankramanam. Sankramituhu atma bhutancha brahma. According to Anandamaya, according to you, Anandamaya is Parambrahma. Then, the one who gains is also Brahman. And what is gained? Then the one who gains is also Brahman. And that what is gained also is Brahman. That is not possible. So, your argument that atmanaha eva upasankramanam has no substance. The fourth argument. You must remember many arguments are presented here. Argument third, I saw read previously. Now argument four is presented. Okay. Shiradi kalpana anupapattescha. Shiradi kalpana anupapattescha. Nahi yathokta lakshane akashadikarane akaryapatite shiradyavayavarupaka kalpana upapadyate. Shiradyavayavarupaka kalpana upapadyate. You break it, Shira, Adi, Avayava Rupa. Avayava Rupaka Kalpana Upapadyate. Nahi Athokta Lakshane, Akashadi Karane, Akarya Patite, Shira Adi, Avayava Rupaka Kalpana Upapadyate. Further, it is not possible to visualize a head, etc. in Atma. It is not possible to visualize a head, etc. in Atma. To explain, it is not tenable to visualize limbs such as hand, etc. in the Atma. To explain, it is not tenable to visualize limbs such as head, etc. in the Atma of the said description, which is the cause of space, etc., and it is not an effect. Further, Shira Adi Kalpana Anupapatte Hecha. If Anandamaya is Brahman, then the imagery of head, etc., for it is not tenable. Because Brahman is free of avayavas. Brahman is defined as satyam, jnanam, anantam, which does not permit the presence of limbs such as head, etc. Again, it is Akashadi Karanam, the cause of space, etc., as revealed by the sentence. Tasmadva etasmad atmanaha akashaha sambhotaha. Brahman is therefore akaryapatitam, not within the group of karyam. It is akasha, vayu, agnihi, apaha, prithivi, oshadayaha, annam, shariram, and so on. In annamaya, etc., which fall within the karyam, we cannot have pakshi kalpana, imagery of a bird as it has head, etc. Further, he says, in annamaya, etc., we fall within, which fall within the karyam, we can have pakshi kalpana, imagery of a bird as it has head, etc. Further, he says, adrishye, anatme, anirupte, anilayane, adrishye, anatme, anirupte, anilayane, is a mantra quoted from the same Upanishad in second, we are going to see later on, seventh section. Asthulam ananu. This mantra is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Neti neti atma, again Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Ityadi, Visesha apoha shrutibhyaha. So, adrishye natme nirukte nilayane, asthulam ananu, neti netyatma, ityadi visesha apoha shrutibhyascha. There are also shrutis such as in the unseen bodies and adrishye anatmye anirupte anilayane. There are also shrutis such as in this unseen, bodiless, indefinable, and abodeless, one gains abidance, neither big nor small, and the self is not this, not this, which negate all attributes. Imagining a head, etc., is not possible for a Brahman, because there are mantras that come later describing Brahman as adrishyam, that which is not available for objectification. Anatmyam, that which does not depend upon another being itself. That which does not depend upon another being, itself being the Atma of everything. Aniruktam, that which is not available for expression as the immediate meaning of a word. And anilayanam, that which does not have any location, but in which the whole jagat is located. In that Brahman, Vidwan, a knower, gains abidance. The Shruti does not allow you to think of avayavas such as head, etc., for Brahman. If avayavas are there, avayavas means limbs. If avayavas are there, then you can say this is shiras, this is the left wing, this is the right wing, and so on. Now, he quotes two mantras from Brihadaranyakam. One says, asthulam ananu, that which is neither big nor small. It means it is free of any size. This mantra knocks off your concept of small and big and reveals Atma as the content of yourself. In Anandamaya, which is the Karyatma, Vritti Viseshas are there. And you can extend the bird imagery in the Vrittis, such as Priya, Moda and Pramoda. Anandamaya has its being in Ananda, which is Brahman, that has no avayavas. The other Shruti says, Neti Neti. Na idam iti. Not this. Na idam iti. Not this. This negation is meant for freeing the vastu from any possible thought of some attribute, quality. Being self-evident, it is our own nature. It cannot take on itself any attribute, even though it is very much with every attribute. That is the nature of Atma. All the Shrutis cited here do the negation of whatever Visesha attribute you can think of. By the negative particle na, all the Shrutis cited here do the negation of whatever Visesha attribute you can think of by the negative particle na. Therefore, they are called Visesha Apoha Shrutis. Apoha is negation. It is therefore clear that Brahman does not have any limbs or attributes. So, Anandamaya is not Brahman. Further, he points out the untenability of the Rig Mantra that is going to be cited next in support of the Brahmana section. If Anandamaya is Brahman, further he points out the untenability of the Rig Mantra that is going to be cited next in support of the Brahmana section. If Anandamaya is Brahman. Mantroha mantra udaharana anupapattescha. Mantrodaharana anupattescha. Mantra udaharana anupapattescha. Nahi priya shira adi avayava visishte pratyakshataha anubhuyamane anandamaye atmani brahmani nasti brahmeti nasti brahmeti ashanka bhavat asannevasa bhavati asad brahmeti vedachet iti mantra udaharanam upapadyate. This is the fifth negation. Okay, the fifth reason is given. You may sum up later on. Once you finish this, I can remind you of everything. The mantra cited would become untenable to explain. When the Anandamaya Atma, which is Brahman, is indeed directly experienced by all, possessing features like Priya, etc., as head and so on, there can be no doubt about its experience. Therefore, the citation of the mantra, Asannevasa Vedachet, would not be tenable. The fifth reason is given now. Saying, Ada Anandamaya Atma, Anandamaya is not Atma. Mantra udaharana anupapattescha. Mantrodaharana anupattehe. The untenability of the mantra cited being there. The relevant parts of that mantra are asannevasa bhavati, asad brahmeti vedachet. If one were to say Brahman does not exist, it means he does not exist. This is because he himself is Brahman. There is no other Brahman. I have to accept he does not exist. That is very difficult because a non-existent he cannot cause so much nuisance. Therefore, he exists and he is Brahman. This mantra is taken as an argument here. It's a wonderful argument. This mantra mentions a possibility of Brahman being taken as asat, non-existent, because it is not available for experience. If I am Brahman, I must see or experience it. I do not, and therefore Brahman does not exist. If Anandamaya is Brahman, then this kind of doubt is not possible because everybody has the experience of various degrees of happiness in the form of Priya Moda Pramodas. Even the saddest person is happy now and then. That is why he is still alive. Otherwise, he will commit suicide. Therefore, there is no possibility of anyone entertaining doubt about Anandamaya Brahma. Hence, Shruti cannot say asanneva sabhavati asat brahmeti vedachet nahi anandamaye atmani brahmani. With reference to Anandamaya Atma, if that is Brahman, Priya Shira Adi Avayava Visishte, having the characteristics of limbs such as Priya etc., Pratyakshataha Anubhuyamani, which is already experienced by all, which is directly experienced by all, then nasti brahmeti ashanka bhavat. There's no doubt with reference to the existence of Brahman. Therefore, the citing of the mantra asanneva sabhavati asat brahmeti vedachet would become untenable. Nahi upapadyate. The reason for the untenability of the cited mantra is asanka bhavaha. Ashanka bhava. Absence of doubt. Ashanka abhavaha. Ashanka bhavaha. Absence of doubt. And the reason for the absence of doubt is everyone's direct experience of the avayavas of Anandamaya, namely Priya, etc. He gives a final argument here, last one. Brahma puccham pratishtha ityapicha anupapannam prithak brahmanaha pratishthatvena grahanam tasmat karya patitaha eva anandamayaha na paraha eva. If it is untenable to present Brahman separately as the tail of Anandamaya in the words Brahmanaha Puccham Pratishtha. When the whole Anandamaya is Brahman, therefore Anandamaya is an effect only. It is not Paratma. If the whole Anandamaya is Brahman, then Brahmanaha Pratishtha Tvena Prithak Grahanam Anupapannam. A separate mention of Brahman as Pratishtha, the support of Anandamaya, is not possible. Since Brahman is presented as the support of Anandamaya, it is very clear that Anandamaya is not Brahman. After presenting so many arguments, no Bhashyakara concludes, tasmat, therefore, which is a very powerful, therefore. Karya patitaha eva anandamayaha. Anandamaya falls within the karyam. It is not para atma. Sarva karana atma. Brahman is the pucham, pratishtha of anandamaya. And anandamaya exists in Brahman. All the previous levels also exist in Brahman. All of them are not separate from Brahman. All of them are non-separate from Brahman, the cause, and they draw their existence from Brahman, the absolute existence. Having dismissed the contention that Anandamaya is Paratma, Bhashyakara explains the word Anandamaya. All these just negated why we should not take Anandamaya as the Atma. Have you got it? So many arguments. Why Anandamaya is not Atma? It's all for clarity. It's called Mananam also. Now you are seeing why we cannot take Anandamaya as the Atma. So having dismissed the contention that Anandamaya is Paratma, Bhashyakara explains the word Anandamaya. Anandaha iti vidya karmanoho phalam tadvikaraha anandamaya. See, actually we only now are coming to the Anandamaya and understanding. What is Anandamaya? We are going to understand only here now. Until now, the answer was, given to say why we cannot take Anandamaya as Atma. Now we are going to understand what is exactly Anandamaya now. Anandaha iti vidya karmanoho phalam tadvikaraha Anandamaya. Anandaha is the result of karmas and meditation. Modification of that Ananda is Anandamaya. Vidya karmanoho phalam anandaha. Ananda is the result of karma and upasana. This anandaha is experienced by all in various degrees. See, Swamiji does not even translate the word ananda into happiness, fullness. Just he says, anandaha. Vidya karmanoho phalam anandaha. Ananda is the result of karma and upasana. This ananda is experienced by all in various degrees. The word vidya means upasana. You get the result of good actions like purta karma and prayers in the form of anandaha. When you cook, there is a result that good food, that food gets cooked. Different karmas produce different results. When is this? When it is said that ananda is karma phalam, it is unlike that. There is no special karma doing which you get ananda. Ananda is a swarupam of atma and it gets manifest in the form of experienced ananda. You are ananda and you do not relate to ananda as a subject related to object. When you see a pot, you are different from the pot. But when you have ananda, you do not consider yourself different from that. You are anandaha. Therefore, ananda is not a karma phalam in the sense we understand various other karma phalas. It is not produced by karma. Karma phalam removes the obstacles in the manifestation of Swarupa Anandaha, which is yourself. It provides you a setup, conducive situation for Ananda to manifest. Even though it's a setup, you can still be sad. There is no other reason for this except you. There's no other reason for this except you. When there is a desirable situation, leading to some vritti visesha on her part, that is called sukham. That vritti visesha has degrees of inhibition. Thereby, there is an as though increase or decrease in the manifestation of anandaha. It is experienced anandaha. Swami Vidyaranya dedicates 3 chapters to this topic in his Panchadashi. Brahmanande Vishayanandaha, Brahmanande Vidyanandaha, and Brahmanande Yoganandaha. He discusses vritti viseshas as shanta vritti, ghora vritti, and tamo vritti. Sukham results when there is shanta vritti. He discusses vritti viseshas as ananda vritti, gotra vritti, tamo vritti. Sukham results when there is shanta vritti, resolution of thoughts. Sukham results when there is shanta vritti, resolution of thoughts. When there is no sense of want at that moment, that is resolution. An experience generally evokes a weight wanting you. When what you experience does not evoke the wanting you, there is manifestation of anandaha. When what you experience does not evoke the wanting you, there is manifestation of anandaha. Bhashyakara refers to that as vidya karmanoho phalam. Such a vijnanamayat antaraha yajnadi hetoho vijnanamayat asya antaratva shrutehe asya antaratva shrutehe jnana karmanoho hi phalam bhoktratvat antaratamam syat. That anandamaya is interior to vijnanamaya as per the shruti, asyantaratta shrutehe. That anandamaya is interior to vijnanamaya as per the shruti, which says it is interior to vijnanamaya. The cause of rituals, etc. Which says it is interior to vijnanamaya. The cause of rituals, etc. It is indeed interior because the result of karma and meditation is meant for the anandamaya, the experiencer. Such a vijnanamayat antaraha anandamaya. Anandamaya is interior to vijnanamaya. We have to understand the term interior properly. It pertains to karyam. We are not talking about atma because there is no within or without for atma. How is anandamaya interior to vijnanamaya? Because vijnanamaya is yajnadi karma tanute, karma hetu. Yajnadi karma hetu. The doer of rituals, as we saw, vijnanamayam, vijnanam, yajnam tanute, etc. So vijnanamaya is there for the sake of anandamaya, the bhokta experiencer. Antaratvam is not because of the shuddhi alone. We know that everyone does actions only to experience the results of actions later. So vijnanamaya karta itself becomes anandamaya bhokta. It is like after cooking you enjoy eating what was cooked. The one who cooks is vijnanamaya and he is anandamaya when he enjoys the cooked food. even if somebody else is karta, you are an indirect karta because you engage him. Therefore, anandamaya is interior to vijnanamaya. The basic person is bhokta. That is why people do not like to be kartas, but only want to be bhoktas. They want the phalam without doing karma. Anandamaya bhokta is antaratamaha. Anandamaya bhokta is antaratamaha, the innermost. The whole jagat is meant for anandamaya only. If someone is unhappy, that means the jagat is not adequate to make this person happy. If you say jagat is okay, then the feeling that I am inadequate is not valid. Because it resolves now. It resolves now and then when they're happy. Something important to make a note. The whole jagat is meant for anandamaya only. If someone is unhappy, that means the jagat is not adequate to make this person happy. If you say jagat is okay, then that the feeling that I am inadequate is not valid because it resolves now and then when you are happy. Antaratamascha anandamayaha Atma Purvebhyaha Antaratama Tamascha Anandamayaha Atma Purvebhyaha Vidya Karmanoho Priyadyatthatvacha Priyadi Prayuktehi Vidya Karmani Tasmat Priyadinam Phalarupanam Atma Sannikarshat Vijnanam Vijnanamayadasya Vijnanamayadasya Abhyantaratvam Upapadyate. Anandamaya Atma is the innermost with reference to the preceding levels. Purvebhyaha Antaratamaha Cha Anandamaya Atma means Anandamaya Atma is the innermost with reference to the preceding levels. This is proved by the fact that karma and meditation are meant for experiencing priya, etc. Karma and meditation are indeed prompted by priya, etc. Since priyam, etc., which are in the form of karma phalam. Since priyam, etc., which are in the form of karma phalam, have proximity to the self, anandamaya is thus interior to vijnanamayaha. Antaratamascha anandamayaha atma purvebhyaha. Anandamaya atma is the innermost Purvebhyaha, with reference to all the previous levels. Everything including karma and meditation. Everything including karma and meditation is meant for anandamaya, to experience priyam, etc. Priyadi prayuktehi vidya karmani karma and upasanam are prompted by priyadi vritti viseshas. Priyadi prayuktehi vidya karmani. Karma and upasana are prompted by priyadi vritti viseshas. How much karma and meditation you have done, with what shraddha you have performed them, also the past karmas, and what are the other inhibiting factors like anger, anxiety, restlessness, laziness, etc. I'm going to read it again. How much karma meditation you have done, with what shraddha you have performed them, also the past karmas, And what are the other inhibiting factors like anger, anxiety, restlessness, laziness, etc.? All these have to be taken into account for the gain of happiness. Hence, happiness is subject to various degrees in the form of Priya, Moda and Pramoda. Each one of them also have different variations. Priyadinam phalarupanam atma sannikarshat Priya, Moda and Pramoda are not away from the swarupam of Atma. Tasmat, therefore, vijnanamayat asya abhyantaratvam upapadyate. It is proper to say that Anandamaya is interior to Vijnanamaya. Starting from Annamaya, we have traveled in understanding to appreciate Atma as Anandamaya. Priyadi vasana nirvartitaha hi Atma Anandamayaha Vijnanamayashite swapne upalabhyate. Priyadi vasana nirvartitaha hi Atma Anandamayaha Vijnanamayashite swapne upalabhyate. Very nice. Anandamaya Atma, which is set up by impressions of Priyam, etc., indeed is experienced in dream and is dependent on Vijnana Maya. Anandamayaha Swapne Upalabhyate. Make note of it. Anandamayaha Swapne Upalabhyate. This Anandamaya is directly experienced in dream. How? It is Priyadi Vasana Nirvartitaha. It is created by impressions of Priyam, etc. The individual has gone through rounds of experience during waking hours, such as Priyam, etc. These experiences are there in the form of Vasanas or samskaras, memories. They are projected in the dream state where Anandamaya, the Bhokta alone, is there without being mixed up with Vijnanamaya. See, they are projected in the dream state where Anandamaya, the Bhokta alone, is there without being mixed up with Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya does not enjoy free will in dream. Therefore, dream is only in the form of joy and sorrow experience. Dream is only in the form of joy and sorrow experience. Generally, the word bhogaha is used for present experiences. Even though the experience of pain, sadness, etc. are also bhoga, we do not call them bhoga. The word anubhava is used for them. Anandamaya is directly experienced in dream whenever there is a moment of happiness there, all set up by priyadi vasanas. Nirvartitaha. Nirvartitaha means nishpannaha. Created setup. The idea here is Anandamaya is interior to Vijnanamaya. Shruti uses three words to indicate degrees of happiness, which are the limbs of Anandamaya. Bhashyakara defends them now. At last we have come to, only now we have come to, actually we have come to Anandamaya. We are going to see, I'm going to stop now. We will see the, until now, there are so many arguments are presented why Anandamaya is not Atma. We know, we understand that, but still it is called conviction. You must be convinced why Anandamaya is not Atma. Now, but still you have to understand what exactly Anandamaya is. So only now we are going to understand what exactly is Anandamaya. It's very subtle. at least karta bhokta you understand. And I say karta you understand, vijnanamaya you understand, the doer, knower, etc. But the experiencer is vijnana, anandamaya. So we'll see next class, Friday. Today I didn't stop in between. I was just reading because I was a little tired also. Anyway, we will. Any questions you have? Okay, next class, what I'll do, I'll tell you what all the points. Why Anandamaya is not Atma? Then it will become very clear for you. I just read it today. I'll tell you again. Then we can see what is Anandamaya. Hereafter will be very interesting. You enjoy it. What is Priyam? What is Modaha? What is Pramodaha? Priyam, Modaha, Pramodaha. And these form the limbs of Anandamaya. So usually what happens, all other Manomaya, etc. We saw five parts, isn't it? Head, trunk, right wing, left wing, etc. Anandamaya is only three. Not five. Okay, so last. We don't have five. Only Priyameva Shiraha, Modo Dakshina Pakshaha, Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha. Only three. So what is Modaha? Beautiful unfoldment. You will really enjoy it. This is where clarity will dawn. All that we have been reading, you understood. But really clarity comes only when you analyze Anandamaya. Because much subtler kosha. Much subtler. You have to objectify much subtle field of experience. We have different fields of experience, different levels of experience. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya. Now Anandamaya is much subtler. You have to objectify. You have to see even Anandamaya is object of experience. Very subtle. And you're going to distinguish Atma even from the Anandamaya. Pure Anandaha has to be distinguished from Anandamaya. Distinguishing Anandaha from Anandamaya is the subtlest thing. And that Ananda you have to claim as yourself. So beautiful. So hereafter you really enjoy it. Of course everything is nice only, but still you will really see how subtle Anandamaya is. Even why Anandamaya is said to be Anandamaya. What is Priyam? What is Modaha? What is Pramodaha? It will become much clearer. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.